Who will really decide the outcome of this year's elections? Find out next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We welcome our Associate Director, Janet Morana. And brothers and sisters, we are very close to our national elections, and that's what we want to talk about on this show. As a matter of fact, we're going to share a sermon I gave recently, begging people, pleading with people, really, to exercise the significant power they have to decide the outcome of this year's election.
You know, and that's so true, Father, because right now people will get disgusted with hearing all this political rhetoric and promises. And I know some Christians are just throwing their hands up in the air and saying, I'm sitting this one out. And what we have to tell them is you can't do that. There is too much at stake. The rights for the unborn, women being hurt by abortion, marriage, family. I mean, just worshiping in church really is all at stake in this election. And what we have to tell them is don't think that your vote doesn't count. Like, I know recently there was an election where just 27 people made the difference whether a pro-life judge was put on the bench in this town or a pro-abortion judge.
Right.
Now, 27 people, that's like a church choir. So every person listening has to be encouraged that they need to engage in this. And recently, Father, you gave a great sermon to help really plead with people based on scriptures why it is their duty to show up and vote this time. So let's take a look at that sermon.
My friends, our reading today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22, starting with verse 15. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose portrait is this, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God, what is God's? Two of the most common and important words in any language are thank you and please. And today I want to say those both to you in regard to our upcoming elections. The number of days that are left until the election, to reemphasize the common, urgent task that we have at hand in this nation. Thank you, first of all, for all that you have done to bring to your fellow citizens the urgent message of their responsibility to vote, a responsibility that derives from the very passage we just read, to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Well, what belongs to our public officials, first of all, is that we rally around and support the best ones and give them our vote and give them the position in which they can exercise the service of authority, because authority is service, that we may live just and peaceful lives in this world. Thank you for all you have done to educate people about the political responsibility of Christians, for all you have done to spread the word about who the candidates are and where they stand on the critical issues, for all you've done to educate people about what the critical issues are in the first place, and for all that you have done to register voters, to mobilize voters, to prepare for the election which now is so close. Thank you for all you have done to reinforce the fact that life, above any other issue or concern, is the fundamental electoral issue in every race and in every election. Thank you, as the people of God, for what you have done. And please, don't stop now. Now is the time to push even harder, to work even more creatively and intelligently. Now is the time to press to the finish line. Don't stop now, because the outcome of this election is in your hands. Brothers and sisters, I'm totally convinced that the number of those of us listening together right now hold the outcome of this election in our hands. Why is that? Well, first of all, we know from history how close elections can be. By a margin of some 527 votes in the year 2000, the presidential election was decided in the state of Florida. We don't know how close elections will be. Polls don't always accurately describe exactly where the electorate is or what's going to happen on election day, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's not the people who are higher in the polls that are the ones who necessarily get elected. Poll numbers are not what gets counted on election day, nor does the amount of money that particular campaigns have. It is not the number of people who agree with the candidate that are counted at the end of the day on election day. It is only one number that matters, the number of actual votes that are cast. And that's why this is in our hands. We each have one vote, but we can each influence thousands of votes. And I ask you, please, to press forward in these final days to reach and to activate as many people as possible. Why? In order that we may prevent a catastrophe. Because the difference between the candidates in this election on so many different levels of government, when it comes to the most fundamental question of the protection of human life, the difference could not be greater. The lives of tens of millions of children are at stake in this election. Because depending upon whom is elected to the various levels of government, from the White House through the Senate, the House of Representatives, and other levels of government, the state level included, depending on who gets into those positions this election day, will shape how quickly protection under the law will be restored to the children in the womb who right now have no such protection whatsoever and are being killed still at the rate of some 4,000 every day in the United States alone. The Supreme Court will change under the next president of the United States. It will change. The next administration and Senate will have the opportunity to appoint and confirm two, perhaps three or more justices to the court. And that will be a large part of determining the fate of tens of millions of lives. This is the closest we can come to electing the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court justices are unelected. But we're doing it now indirectly by electing those who will choose who those will be. And the court is going to hear cases. There are certain cases now percolating within the judicial system that could go up to the Supreme Court and can end this disaster of abortion on demand. And so, brothers and sisters, let us do everything we can in these days. Getting people out to the polls. Many states have early voting. You can vote before election day. If your state has early voting, you should know about it and take advantage of it, because things can come up on election day that are unforeseen. You might not be able to get to the polls. You might be sick. You might have car trouble. There might be weather. There might be an emergency that takes you out of town. Don't wait until the last day. If your state has early voting, then vote as soon as you possibly can and get as many others to do the same. Contact your friends. Email your email list. Call the people on your telephone directories. Influence the people you can influence. Talk to those in your prayer groups, in your parishes, in your organizations, in your pro-life groups, and make sure that they know the critical, urgent importance of this election, the difference they can make for tens of millions of lives. Make sure they know who the candidates are and where they stand on the issue of life. And go for the low-hanging fruit. You know, if you're in an orange grove and you have to collect as many oranges as possible within the space of an hour, do you go climbing to the top of the trees to get the oranges that are way up there? That would be an unnecessary expenditure of energy. If you have a limited amount of time to gather as many oranges as possible, you're going to run around and grab all the ones that are within arm's reach, the easiest ones to get, you're going to get the low-hanging fruit. That's how it is with elections. We don't have time between now and Election Day to convince people who are so utterly convinced the other way and are going to vote in such a way that does not advance the protection of the unborn. It might feel like a great victory for us to finally be able to convert somebody who's been voting the other way for three decades. But brothers and sisters, all the time and energy we might expend converting that one person resulting in that one vote, we could be spending getting dozens or hundreds of votes from those who only need a little nudge, who are already thinking the way that we think and believing what we believe and concerned about life, maybe just need a reminder to get to the polls or a ride to the polling place. Those are the people you need to go after in these final days before the election. Those are the ones you need to influence, the ones who are ready to be influenced by you. There are many people who will listen to you if you but speak up and talk about what is at stake in this election. Go for the low-hanging fruit and influence the thousands of people that you are able to influence. Help is needed in these days to hand out flyers. Many groups are organizing literature distribution, handing out flyers to people going in and coming out of church, going into church parking lots. And let me say this about the activity of going into church parking lots. Do not let anyone deter you from doing that. Go in there and put those flyers on those cars so that those people who are lifting up their hands in prayer and praise to God in that church will realize that they're the same hands that have to pull a lever in the voting booth, that the eyes that read God's word in church are the same eyes that are going to see the name of those candidates on the ballots. We don't cease to be Christians when we go in to that voting booth. So get the information to the very people who are already worshiping the God of life. To those who are pastors and who may be afraid that people handing out political literature in your parking lot is going to get you into some kind of trouble with the IRS. It isn't. The IRS prohibits churches from intervening in political campaigns, but if some outside group is distributing literature in your parking lot, that is not an activity or expenditure of the church. The IRS doesn't care about that, and neither should we. Let the people of God inform one another of the candidates and their positions. There are some people that only you can reach, some votes that only you can influence, and I'm begging you today to do so with all your strength. As a matter of fact, in the final days before the election, to the extent that your responsibilities allow, I plead with you today to set everything else aside. What's at stake here is more important. Other things can wait. Let's come together as the people of God. Let us rally. And let us set this nation on a course that will lead to justice and to the protection of human life. The stakes could not be higher. The differences could not be more clear. And let's say it again. When it comes to other issues, for example, some people will say, well, isn't the issue of war more important than that of abortion? Brothers and sisters, there is no comparison. In what war do we deliberately plan and schedule and then carry out with all the force of government the deliberate destruction of innocent children? When do we plan for even one baby to be killed by the power of our government? When? There is no comparison between what is happening in war and what is happening in the abortion clinics of our nation. And finally, for those who may be tempted to vote for someone who realistically does not have a chance of winning this election, but who makes them feel better because they have better positions, brothers and sisters, elections are about real outcomes. They're about giving real people real power. It's not about making us feel good. When there are people running for office, and we don't expect any of them to perfectly line up with the demands of the gospel, but when the race is realistically between two candidates, one of whom will win, we are responsible not only for the vote we cast, but for the vote we do not cast. If we do not vote for the person who is the better of the two, we share the responsibility for the one who is the worst of the two being elected. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And one of the verses of that hymn says, O beautiful for pilgrim's feet, whose stern impassions stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. With stern impassioned stress, working for the freedom and justice for our unborn brothers and sisters, let us beat that path today and in the days to come unto election day, that the people of God may rise up and lead this nation to justice. Well, brothers and sisters, I am confident that you will respond to the call that I and our whole team issued to you today. I'm confident that you'll respond because you've responded in the past. And Janet, we're talking during these days on our Gospel of Life program and some of the other episodes about the fact that we really have made progress in recent elections for the protection of life. No one should expect that there's a magic wand that any elected official can sway in order to just bring an end to abortion. The point is that it is painstaking but very real progress in the right direction.
That's right. And they have to remember that, again, no candidate, like you're saying, Father, is perfect. But even in the last few election cycles, we for life have made great progress.
We have.
We've had at least 3 pro-life bills signed into law. And I mean, that's because we had a more pro-life Congress and a pro-life president. So we need them to get out and vote, and every vote counts.
Speaking of that, our pastoral team traveling around the country in these days, as always, will be delivering exactly that message. And I myself am going up to the Detroit area. Monroe County Right to Life in Michigan will be having a banquet on the 16th of October in LaSalle, Michigan. I will be speaking at that. And all of our travel schedules for our pastoral team are at our website, gospeloflife.com. Also next weekend, Father Peter West will be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, speaking at the masses at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church, and many other events that if we come anywhere near your communities, we hope you will join us for, so that this message can continue to be brought home.
That's right. And like I said, every vote counts, so we need people to really think about early voting, if that's possible in your state, and if not, plan on that weekend, right before the election of, and on election day, help getting people to the polls.
You'll be able to find on our Gospel of Life website materials you can use to inform your fellow citizens about voting. Well, thanks, Janet, and stay with us, friends, because we'll be right back with our action segment, more practical ideas for you about advancing the culture of life.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment. Today, I want to talk to you about YouTube. Janet, everybody has his or her own television channel now. YouTube, this video website, makes it possible for any and every person to put up videos, as many of them as they want, short videos, 3 to 5 minutes, sometimes they go up to 10 minutes, that let them express themselves in whatever way they want, convey any message that they want. It's a fabulous way of communicating.
Well, you know, very often, Father, we complain that on the secular media, they won't show what an abortion is. They won't show any of our pro-life messages on secular TV. On commercials, it's like a blackout. This is a great opportunity by using the Internet. It's like our own TV channel, and at Gospel of Life, we have our own TV channel. Maybe you could explain to us how to get there and what do we do with it.
Well, if you go to YouTube.com, YouTube.com, then you'll see that there are, you know, a channel is a page that somebody puts up. So if you go to Father Frank Pavone, FRFRANKPAVONE, that's my particular YouTube page. And we have a lot of our abortion videos there and messages like we convey on this program. So you just see the video there, you click it, and you play it. The channels are free. And the videos, we're not talking about sophisticated equipment like we have here in this studio. We're talking about, you know, any kind of home video or even sometimes a cell phone camera video. It's very, very, very ordinary types of videos that people are making. So you see young children make them, and you're sitting there talking into the camera, or you bring the camera to different events. What we did, of course, as you know, we made several of them with the abortion procedure, and we're putting them up there constantly.
Matter of fact, in the first 4 weeks that we put up one of these procedures, we got over 100,000 views in the first 4 weeks, which is incredible. So we want our viewers to kind of get engaged into this new technology to spread the pro-life message.
Sure, because we can put things on YouTube that we could never get on secular television. And when people make their own YouTube page, they can then subscribe to ours or to any others that they want to promote, because the more they subscribe to certain videos, the easier it will be for other people to then see those videos, because they go to their page and they see the subscription to ours. They can put them among their favorites. Or on YouTube, you can join groups as well, where people discuss and share videos and comments about particular topics. And furthermore, as videos are posted on YouTube, people can type in text comments. Oh, that was a great video. That was a great point you made. Or people will type in comments that they disagree with what was said. And you have a whole big discussion going out for everybody to see.
And they're also rated, too. They give these little ratings of everyone, what they think of that particular YouTube. So we need our listeners to get engaged in this new media,
exactly.
YouTube.
That's right. Go to YouTube.com, friends, and see the videos that we have there. Now, I'd also like to send you some other tools for your pro-life work. You'll see I'm taking right out of my pocket this booklet called Pro-Life Answers. Our friend Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics, where we tape these programs, and I have been distributing these booklets far and wide. We want to send you your free copy. It has answers to the most common arguments of abortion supporters. You will feel confident. You will feel equipped to be able to cut through the rhetoric and to convince people that the pro-life position is correct. So contact us at Gospel of Life, Pro-Life Answers booklet. We'd like to send it to you today free of charge. Another thing we'd like to send you is The Will to Live. Many people wonder about what is right, what is wrong, and making medical decisions in the course of an illness or at the end of life, and are afraid that if they're not able to speak for themselves, that the right thing is not going to be done. Well, A Will to Live allows you not only to appoint someone to speak for you, but also to do so in a pro-life way that protects you in the maximum protection, that you won't be deprived of something that you do want as a reasonable treatment. Contact us. We'll send you more information about The Will to Live. And finally, would you consider supporting our work? We really need your assistance to continue to get these programs out to every one of our fellow citizens and to do the many projects that we talk about on this program, like the spreading of the videos on YouTube. Let's work together to build a culture of life. Let's pray for each other each day. Go to our website for these and more resources, and we'll see you next week.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life, because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help. There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the national director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the national pastoral director and board chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. Made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.